She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 286, my all-time favorite 15 time-saving hacks. Let's go. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Boleyn, your host, and it is time to do it your way. If you find yourself feeling stuck, consistently not taking action on your goals, or find yourself encountering imposter syndrome more than you'd like, let me tell you, it has to do with mindset. I invite you to join my free 5-day, 5-minute mindset reset challenge and discover how to easily reset your mindset in just under 5 minutes and take control of the second half of 2018. The challenge begins August 20th, and you can head to shedidherwaypodcast.com/mindset to register and to learn more about the challenge. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode and another solo cast. Today, I am excited to share with you 15 time-saving hacks and techniques I use to help structure my day, eliminate distractions, and to basically just GSD all day long, right? Get stuff done. I'm sharing everything from strategies to apps that you can start using immediately to get time back on your side. So without further ado, let's dive in. First and foremost, if you watch videos, webinars, YouTube videos, clips, anything, whatever it is online, you must install Video Speed Controller. This plugin allows you to increase the speed in which you watch videos. It is amazing. You can watch a 60-minute webinar and cut it down to 30 minutes. And I know that when I watch content that twice the speed, it actually forces me to pay attention and doesn't allow for distractions. So if I don't want to catch a webinar in real time, or I can't and I can get the replay, I can watch it on 1.5 times, 1.7, or 2 times the speed, which cuts it down in half. So that's the first one, is install Video Speed Controller on your web browser. Number two, which leads me to my next hack, is listen to podcasts on at least 1.5, if not 2 times the speed, to again, cut your time in half. Or I know sometimes I can talk really fast and maybe you want to slow it down. You can actually slow it down to half the speed, which is great as well. Either way, again, podcasts that are 60 minutes long now become 45 minutes or 30 minutes long. And when they are going at that speed, whether it's a video or a podcast, I'm more likely to actually stay focused and listen to the content than allowing my brain to go get distracted, because when it's going at one speed, it's slow enough that allows me to be distracted, where if it's at 2 times the speed, I know that I actually have to pay attention and my brain does not wander. Number three is email templates. Templates. This is a game changer, you guys. If you don't already have email templates created for things that people constantly ask you or are reaching out to you for, this will save you a ton of time and energy. It definitely didn't take me long to create templates with She Did It Her Way, especially when PR companies or individuals would reach out and ask to be a guest on the podcast, in which we have a very structured process. And then there is a submission form on our website. And that's where we now direct everyone to go to, because before I was trying to manage it all through my inbox when back in the day, like years ago when it first started. And then when we started to grow, we got so many inquiries through email, and I tried to take care of them and try to manage them with an email, but then created a process as a submission form online, and then now created an email template that when they reach out, Kim, my virtual assistant, can easily pull that up in Google or Gmail, whatever provider that you use, and put that in there. And then it's a template, but then she goes in and she'll customize it based on the person that is emailing her. You can create templates for so many different responses, but I want to encourage you, focus on creating one email template this week. Just do one. So find something that you are continually responding to people for, or maybe you are constantly reaching out to people, whatever it is, if it's coming in your inbox and it tends to be something that you are finding yourself responding to with the same response, or maybe you're sending an outbound email and instead of recreating the wheel, you just create a template and you save it and then you can insert it every time. So number three is email templates. Number four is change coffee meetings to phone calls. So there is a, and let me say, there is a difference between grabbing coffee with someone you know and someone who is a friend of yours and someone who you are comfortable with versus, and someone that you haven't seen in a long time versus someone you've never met, or it might be an acquaintance that wants to pick your brain. I encourage you to proceed with caution when you meet someone in person, not that it's bad, but when it is for the latter example, when it's someone that you've never met before, when it's an acquaintance, when you have to bring a ton of energy to the table, and also your time and your energy is very precious. So really take into account the amount of travel time from getting ready for the coffee meeting it will take, the travel time, the actual coffee meeting, the amount of time that it gets, that it takes to get into the conversation. So let's say your travel time and actual coffee meeting takes 90 minutes, but what about the residual effect that happens after the coffee meeting? Are you productive post meeting, or maybe you might be feeling a little energetically drained? No fault to anyone. It just happens that if you'd meet in person, you might feel a little bit drained afterwards because you're using so much energy. So again, and it could honestly depend on the coffee meeting that you had. I've shared this with some of my trainings about how in the early days, I would meet people for coffee at 12 p.m. on a Tuesday, 3 p.m. on a Thursday, and 8 a.m. on a Wednesday. So I was constantly leaving my house, going and meeting people, and then coming home. And what I realized is that it actually pulled me out of my routine. So then I switched it to that I only did coffee meetings in a certain time, in like a time frame in a week. And now I really, really push for coffee instead of coffee meetings. I really try to do phone calls because they are more productive. They don't make me, I don't spend as much time getting out of the house and traveling there. And I think overall for both people, it's just more efficient, more productive, time saving and energy saving as well. So is there an opportunity to change coffee meetings to phone calls? Especially when it's an acquaintance or someone that you don't know very well and they just want to get with you and meet with you and get to know you. So again, change coffee meetings to phone calls, which leads me to my next time hack. Any phone call / meeting, always know your outcome of the meeting. It is, so number 5, always know the outcome of the meeting. It is easy to set up virtual meetings or phone calls to get together, to talk about collaboration, to get to know one another, but know your why going into it. And don't be afraid to ask that person who wants to have a virtual meeting or phone call with you what they want to achieve from the meeting. It's, and ask up front and filter it. Does this meeting make sense for you to have this phone call right now? Does it align with what you're working on? Is it a potentially a distraction to what you're working on? If it doesn't align, it's okay to turn it down. It's okay to say, hey, not right now. I'm busy with some of the things that I'm working on, because it's not that you're telling the truth. You are busy with some of the things you're working on, and you have to protect your time and energy to make sure that you are creating value for your clients and your customers. You are a business owner and you must protect your time and filter that. Which number 6 is also create, this kind of goes in number with the previous one, is really create boundaries with your time. And where I found this personally is that when I didn't create boundaries with my time in terms of like taking phone calls at any time of the day, if a family member called or if someone Voxered me or texted me, I'd immediately pull myself. And again, these are me. Like, I didn't set these boundaries and it was no fault to anyone else. Like, I did not set these. I was responding to the Voxer. I was responding to the text message. I was picking up the phone call. And then after those experiences, I found myself, I'm like, oh man, I'm distracted. It's hard to get back into the focus. I just spent all this time on the conversation, and I would find myself getting frustrated. And for a moment, I would try to project it like, kind of blame the other person. And in reality, I realized like it's a lack of setting boundaries from my end. Like, I am not setting boundaries from my end. I did not need to pick up the phone. I did not need to respond to that text. So really create boundaries with your time so that you can be the most focused, which takes me into number 7. Place your phone on airplane mode and don't take it off before lunch unless you absolutely need to, or whatever time frame that you set. Putting yourself on airplane mode puts you in a mindset that you are kind of cut off from the rest of the world, which is good, especially when you need to get work done, because you don't need to have distractions of a notification coming in, or even potentially being distracted to pick up a phone call when someone calls you, which goes back to number 6 about creating boundaries. Try it out. See how it works for you. See how many times you reach for your phone as a distraction. When I started doing this is really embarrassing, you guys, but we're human. I would reach for it and kind of crave it every like 25, 30 minutes. And I'd want to go pick it up because that was the natural rhythm that I had gotten myself into. And I didn't realize how often I would almost look for a distraction so that I could take a break. So instead, now if I need to take a break, I'll get up, I'll stretch, I'll walk around for 5 minutes, and then I'll come sit back down. But try it out. Try placing your phone on airplane mode, and then see how that impacts you and affects you from your time saving and being more efficient. So for number 8, for those unexpected calls or emails asking you if you've got a minute, challenge them and ask them if it is going to be a 15-minute or a 5-minute conversation. So often the, hey, do you have a minute? I just want to ask you a question turns into from a minute to 15 minutes, even maybe longer than that. And when you ask like, hey, is this a 15-minute or a 5-minute conversation? You can decide in that moment if you have that 15 minutes to give. And it also sets a precedent of how long the call will take with the other person. And most likely setting the precedent, it also indirectly lets the other person know that you're serious about protecting your time, and they're more likely to respect it as well. Number 9 is, if you haven't already, I love this tool, install Newsfeed Eradicator for Facebook, which it's glorious. So every time you log on to Facebook, you don't see, this is only through the desktop. This isn't on your phone. But if you're on your desktop or your laptop and you log in from the web browser, every time you go, the Facebook newsfeed will not appear. And what you see, it actually serves up a really nice inspirational quote that changes every single time you log on to Facebook, which is great because then you're not going to see the timeline. So you're not going to get it. It decreases the opportunity or chance of you getting distracted. Number 10 is schedule your day down to the minute on your calendar. Even if you're in a corporate job right now, too, schedule your day even before and after. If you're working on your side hustle or if you're working on creating a side hustle, schedule what do you want it to look like before and afterwards. Include travel time to work, include travel time to working out, include working out, include meditation, include breaks, and that you really use this as a guide for what you need to get done. I know it sounds crazy. It might seem a little overwhelming, but once you get in the habit of it, then guess what? When you show up the next day, you don't have to think about what you need to do because you've already planned it, which helps you save time and energy. Which leads me to the next one, which is 11. When you schedule work-related activities, instead of scheduling what you're going to do, so this is on your calendar, schedule what you want to produce. Don't schedule what you're going to do, schedule what you're going to produce. So for example, when I schedule a task, instead of saying, okay, work on September solo cast, I would write complete 4 outlines for each solo cast in September with intro, body, and outro. So you're more detailed in what it is that you're scheduling, and you're talking and you're saying and typing what you're going to produce versus just, this is what I'm going to work on. So it's a tweak, but you're holding yourself more accountable and you are priming yourself to complete those outlines or complete whatever it is that you want to get done in that time frame. Which number 12, this includes part of the 11th time scheduling hack when it goes to, or number 10 actually, when you schedule your day down to every minute. So number 12 is also include scheduling your social media breaks, responding to social media, whatever it is related to social media, because oftentimes social media can be a trigger to becoming unproductive or to go off in a hole and click, 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 click. And next thing you're like, oh my gosh, how did I get all the way here? And you're going back, 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 back like 10 times. And you're like, what the heck? How did that even happen? So schedule out social media time. I schedule out social media time for responding to Her Way Society, Her Way Community Facebook group, as many interactions as I possibly can, responding to Instagram comments and making sure that I'm interacting there. Scheduling that out it really helps you be mindful of how much time you're spending on those networks. And it also creates this finite amount of time. So if you know that you only have 20 minutes to go through and to respond to people and to engage, then it keeps you accountable. Whereas if you don't set a time or schedule it, you're just going to pick up the phone and you're going to scroll. And then you could potentially, or at least this is what happens to me, feel really drained after that. Or you are triggered and see something else that someone else is doing. And then you think you need to do that. And next thing you're like, getting distracted from what you actually set out to do. So again, schedule social media, be very intentional with what you're going to do with that time. That's number 12. Number 13, when you find yourself not making good use of your time, I want you to go back and identify if there was a trigger for that. So again, I gave the example, it's a no-brainer that when you scroll through Instagram or social media, you can easily become distracted. And I know I become distracted. So I want to put those boundaries in place and know if it's a trigger. I mean, we're all human, right? Which is why I wait until after I've got work done before jumping on to respond to messages and comments. So the time that I actually schedule for when I go on social media is very intentional as well. Sometimes I do go on in the morning, but I know ahead of time that if I'm posting something, like I need to post it and get off right away. Like I cannot sit on there and scroll because it'll be a distraction. And that's going to derail me from being really mindful and present with my work. So maybe schedule it for before or after lunch when you're taking a break. Another example is if afternoon comes and you tend to hit a low, which by the way is kind of biologically normal. More on that. I'm reading this book by Daniel Pink called When, and we all tend to, they've done tons of studies, but hit a bit of a trough in the afternoon. But knowing that, schedule tasks that align with your energy. So the tasks and calls I schedule on a Friday are way different than what I schedule on a Monday, which actually, I don't schedule anything on a Monday because those are days that I like want to take that momentum and really dive into the work and get a good start on the week. And by having calls, it distracts me and I know that it derails me. So I will schedule different activities and tasks on a Friday than I will on a Monday. I'll schedule different activities and tasks in the morning than I do in the afternoon because I know afternoon I tend to hit a little bit of a slump. So I want to do things allow me to kind of ride that trough, where in the morning I've got a lot of energy. I want to record my solo cast. I want to write content. I want to do any sort of like lead gen creation, all of that stuff in the morning. So number 14, speaking of triggers and distractions, emails. Am I right? Yes, emails. Like this is something that I truly 100% transparency is like a work in progress. And I have to remind myself to either pause my inbox or just not even have it up. I need to open it to access my Google Drive most of the time, actually. And I just installed it on my desktop, which I don't know why I waited that long. But anyway, I have to minimize the window so I don't see the email because it's too much of a distraction for me to get pulled. I mean, even just yesterday, I was working on something and then I had to move a window around and I saw my email and it went from 7 to 8 and I was like, ooh, what is this? And I'm like clicking it, opening it, getting ready to respond. I'm like, what the heck? I just pulled myself out of the task that I was doing and I got distracted. So just being mindful of that. But there is, for Gmail, you can install Inbox Pause, and I think they also have it for Microsoft Outlook as well, which this allows you to basically pause all emails flowing into your inbox. So you can be in your inbox working on emails, responding to people at the same time and not get overwhelmed or pulled into responding to the emails as they come in. It stops them from coming in. So you can go through, get your inbox to zero, and then you can unpause it, which will probably bring in more emails, but at least you got through all the emails that you needed to and you weren't distracted. Again, it's called inbox pause. And number 15 is don't reinvent the wheel. Always go straight to the source. And what I mean by that, whatever it is that you want to do, find the person, the coach, a mentor who is doing what it is that you want to do and figure out how they're doing it. Find someone who is successful and model what it is that they're doing. So for example, if you want to start a YouTube channel, find someone who is successful at it and consume their content. For me, when I was thinking about starting a YouTube channel at the beginning of the year, I went to Sunny Leonarduzzi because she is the like a boss at it. She's very successful. So why wouldn't I go? And instead of me trying to figure out and create it and piecemeal it and go, oh, I'm just going to try to figure it out. Don't do that. Don't. That takes time. That takes energy. Just go straight to the source. Someone who's already doing it, someone who's really successful, and consume their free content. Learn from them. They're obviously successful for a reason. And most likely if they're sharing that in some sort of course or freebie, download that. Go straight to the source. Don't reinvent the wheel. So there are 15. Let's go ahead and do a quick recap here. So number one, if you watch videos, webinars, YouTube videos on your desktop or your laptop, install Video Speed Controller. That is the one that I have. Number two, if you listen to podcasts, listen to them at 2x the speed or faster because you can cut that time in half. Number three, I want you to create one email template this week. Number four, encourage and challenge yourself to change coffee meetings to 20-minute phone calls. I just added in that 20 minutes, but I always like 20 minutes. 30 minutes are way too long. 20 minutes really condense the time and it forces both parties to just get straight to the point and so that you can get on and go with your day. Number five, always know your outcome of any sort of meeting that you have. Don't be afraid to ask that person if they are asking you to meet up. Ask them, what's the outcome? What would you like to achieve? Number six, create boundaries with your time. Number seven, place your phone in airplane mode. Number eight, it's the 15-minute or the 5-minute conversation. Ask whoever is calling you or wants to schedule or a meeting of some sort. Number nine, install Newsfeed Eradicator. 10, schedule your day down to the minute. Number 11, when you schedule your tasks, schedule them as what you want to produce, not what you're working on. Number 12, schedule your social media. Number 13 is identify triggers when you're not being productive or making good use of your time. Number 14, potentially look at installing inbox pause for emails, or don't look at your emails until you've already completed said important work so that you don't get distracted. And number 15, don't reinvent the wheel. Go straight to the source. So there you have it. 15 time saving hacks. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's solo cast. I know it was a lot of fun creating this. I love sharing techniques that can help save time, create efficiencies, and be more productive in your business, because getting the most out of our time and producing the most is so, so important, because time is a finite resource, and God willing, hopefully it's a long resource for all of us. But we want to make sure that we're making the most use of it. So head on over. You guys can join me in Her Way community. That's where I hang out a lot. It's the free Facebook community, online and free Facebook. So come join, hang out there, introduce yourself. I'm really, really excited. That's a lot of fun hanging out over there as well. But I hope you guys have an amazing week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidherway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.